Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home, with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Close your eyes. Focus. Listen to work getting done with Monday.com. Relax as AI does the manual work, while your teams are aligned on a single source of truth. Feel the sensation of an AI work platform so flexible and intuitive, it feels like it was built just for you. Notice you're limitless. Limitless. Now open your eyes, go to Monday.com, start for free, and finally, breathe.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. We have a special episode today. Have you seen Bruce Robbins live? Well, it's on YouTube with Tony Hinchcliffe and Eric Andre. And now you can hear the audio right here. That's right. Special episode. I'm in Kansas City for the Big Slick with Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis, Eric Stone Street, Rob Riggle, Heidi Gardner, and David Koechner. They put on an amazing celebrity weekend, and they raised millions of dollars for Children's Mercy Hospital, which is an incredible hospital here in KC that helps out so many kids. And we're going to go visit the hospital tomorrow and visit the kids and then do a big show at the T-Mobile Center. And then back to L.A. For a few days off. And then Olsen Run Comedy Club in Eugene, Oregon. 6 sold-out shows next Thursday through Saturday. I cannot wait. And then we got Australia and New Zealand coming up June 15th through the 28th. I think there's tickets for the Late Show in New Zealand and then tickets to the Late Show in Melbourne, I believe. And that's it. Everything else is sold out. So I love you guys. Cannot wait to come down under, talk to Chris Hemsworth, and get some toaster biscuits. Australian toaster biscuits. Tastes like it's got butter inside. Super pervy. We did 2 sold-out shows at the Comedy Mothership last night for the Randolph Davies. I've done some shit. Concert comeback tour, and it was wild. I'm going to do a separate pod about this. There is a making of documentary coming about it as well. We filmed all the rehearsals and then the show itself, which will be out on my YouTube. So subscribe to my YouTube, youtube.com/Adam Ray Comedy. All the Dr. Phil's best of stand-ups, Bruce Robbins shows, Jeremy Lives. I released a documentary about me in New York before my show at Town Hall. All of that's up on my YouTube. youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. AdamRayComedy.com for all the tour dates. We have a shit ton of fall tour dates for the Who Is Me theater tour, Philly, Madison, Louisville, Anaheim, San Diego, Hawaii, all at AdamRayComedy.com. A bunch of merch is up at the website as well. And that's it. And a big announcement coming soon. Obviously, I'm in the Jackass movie. If you haven't seen the trailer, June 26th for that, check it out. And a big announcement's coming in 2 weeks. So maybe less. All right. I love you guys. Enjoy the episode. Have a great weekend.
Hey, it's Herbert. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. About Last Night.
Are you ready to be confused? This show is not for the faint of heart or the weak of mind. And now without further ado, a man, a real estate mogul, a mentalist, and my father, Bruce Robbins!
How you doing? Nice hair.
Life is a beautiful thing.
How you doing? They make the shirt of men's, you know.
Life. Sometimes you sleep all day and miss the morning.
Just wash your hair.
Drugs can become too much for you.
What race are you?
Sometimes you think you're fine,
but you're not old enough to be in the show. Where's your parents?
Life is a beautiful thing.
What's your sweatshirt say? Doesn't matter.
We all have things we want to change.
Make some noise for yourselves real quick.
We all have things we'd like to do. This is a show.
It may blow your mind. This is a show in honor of my wife who fell off a cruise ship 14 years ago as well.
Ooh.
Magic. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the first ever Netflix is a Joke Bruce Robbins Live. Are you guys excited to be here tonight? Make some noise for yourselves. This side, right down the barrel. For those of you watching at home right now in Japan, I don't know any Japanese, but we appreciate you being here. This is a show that has been very near and dear to my heart. I had a residency in Las Vegas for about 14 months. And then we were recently fired, and we're trying to get back on top of the mountain. Please say hello to my son, Bruce Jr., while I'm at it. Bruce, tell the home audience a little bit about yourself. Hurry up, Bruce.
I'm so excited to be here. I think that tonight's going to be big for the movement of magic, and I'm just excited to be able to hang out with my dad.
Bruce, how old are you?
I just turned 16 years old.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? He looks good. But you know what? Not everything is as it seems, you know? I find myself waking up every day wondering how I'm going to get the energy if I don't have a Four Loko to start the morning, right? Sometimes I drink too many coffees and then just have, what's called, diarrhea? But we've all got things we're trying to better ourselves with. Speaking of which, I'd love to get a little energy boost from you right now. Bruce, is that okay with you guys? Is that okay if you guys just get a quick energy boost from my son? Now, when Bruce came out 16 years ago as a baby, I looked right in his eyes and I was like, dear God, he already looks 50, you know? But I was also super impressed with how much pizzazz he came out of the womb just as a showman, you know? So I said, until the day I die, I'm going to do my part and my best to make sure I get as much energy and connection from my son as I can. So I'm going to do that real quick right now, if you guys don't mind. Make some noise real quick, please. Guys ready to start this show or what? Who wants to see some magic real quick? Who wants to see some magic? Now, this show is designed to make you think, to make you feel, and I don't know where you're from, but maybe come. Hit those lights for me. Let's see the people in the crowd. Look at these beautiful... Make some noise for yourselves for coming out on a beautiful Los Angeles Tuesday night. CJ, up here. CJ, up here. Come around here. Come around. I'm going to talk to this gentleman right here. Bruce, I need that mic. I need that mic. Grab me the mic. Hurry up, Bruce. God damn it. Hurry the fuck up, Bruce. Come on. Turn it on for me. Is it on?
Hello.
Thank you. One more time for my son, Bruce Jr. Sir, what's your first name?
Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso. Shout out.
El Paso.
What'd you say, Bruce?
El Paso, Texas.
Yeah, we fucking heard it, son. Eric, what is your favorite part about you're on vacation right now?
No, I live here now.
All right, you don't have to be a dick about it. Eric, what do you do for work, sweetheart?
I work in healthcare.
healthcare. Shout out. All right. what sort of, we got another COVID coming around the bend? What's going on?
Yeah, always, yeah.
Okay, I was joking. Way to suck the fucking energy out of the room. Well, I want to do, you ready for some magic? What's your favorite part about magic, Eric?
Mystifying.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to do a quick little trick with you. I want you to think of you ever go to the grocery store, Eric?
Yeah.
You ever get some food?
Yeah.
What? So imagine you're, what are you fucking on right now? I want to be this guy in about 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Now, Eric, I want you to think of an item, your favorite item at the grocery store. You go to the grocery store, let's say it's midnight, you go down to a Ralph's, right? Mm-hmm. You know, late night grocery store trips are my favorite because it's always just midgets and whores, you know? Everyone's farting and queefing around the aisles looking for breadsticks and potato salad. What are you getting? Name your favorite item ever. If you could go by yourself right now tonight to a Ralph's on Sunset Boulevard, Eric, what are you getting for yourself? Name that item, think of it, and then say it. Don't even think, but think and say it. Think right now and then say it to the microphone for the crowd right now.
Beer.
Is there any way? Is there any fucking way that I could have known Eric was going to say beer?
No.
That's the barcode for Miller Lite. Keep it going for Eric, everybody. Keep it going for Eric. What else we got here? Oh, this guy looks hot. Let's look at this guy. Come over here, CJ. What the fuck you doing? Follow me, bitch. I paid you for the day. What's your name, sir?
Luke.
You look like Pete Sampras is, you look like Pete Sampras.
Thank you.
Luke, what do you do here in Los Angeles?
A bartender.
I probably could have put that together. You've got bartender energy. Anybody ever tell you that?
Yeah.
What's your favorite drink? You know, because Eric's an alcoholic. We just met an alcoholic.
Margarita.
Margarita. And that's what? Two-piece, you know, Rita, two-piece Mark?
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, and what was your real dream? Because bartender feels like a backup plan, right?
Yeah, probably an astronaut.
Astronaut? What happened?
Flunked out of school.
Okay, well, yeah. Appreciate the honesty. Now, Luke, I want to ask you something right now. If you could meet anybody, there's a lot of famous astronauts, you know, that have been up in the sky. Katy Perry, Gayle King.
Katy Perry, for sure.
Jeff Bezos, right? When he's not charging, you know, $600 for a fucking butt plug, he's going to space. If you could meet any famous person and go to the moon with them, who would they be? Any famous person, dead or alive, who would you want to go to space with, Luke?
Bruce Robbins.
Oh, my God. Make some noise for that answer. Let me ask you something. Is there any fucking way that I would have known he was going to say my name, Bruce Robbins, that he wants to go to space with?
No!
Well, guess what? Here's me as a baby. How about that? That's me as a baby. Keep it going for Luke, everybody. How are you? Good to see you. Now, I don't want to say this next gal is my demographic, but I used to want to fuck my librarian. It's good to see you. What's your name, Pamela or Stacy?
Jennifer.
Pretty fucking close. Now, Jennifer, where are you from?
Utah.
Utah. Shout out Mormons. Soaking. Is it true that Mormons, they soak, that they just go a little bit in? They don't go all the way full penny? They just kind of stick it in?
I've heard that.
Yeah, have
I
you?
I've heard that.
You heard that. But no, is this your son to your left?
Yes.
Okay, so you went all the way.
I'm not Mormon.
You're not Mormon?
No.
Yeah.
You're
kind of being a bitch, yeah. Now, I just had a little Caesar salad. What religion are you? Do you mind telling me? How about this? Where's your husband tonight?
Utah.
What's he doing? Oh, shit.
He's hanging out in Heber City.
He's what now?
He's underway.
For sure. I'll take it from here, sir. Okay,
so
you're his only wife. Yeah. Well, how about this? Your husband, what's his favorite thing to do with you? You guys get home alone, turn down the lights, turn on some Phil Collins, right? Ask your son to put his fingers in his ears like he's doing right now. What do you guys like to do? A little Scrabble, a little scissor action? What do you guys do?
We like to watch Adam Ray.
I love that. Okay, what else? You look like the guy who killed Bin Laden. What are you doing here?
We got him.
All right, take it easy. Scaring the kids, Eric. All right, so name one thing you like to do with your husband. You guys get home alone. What do you guys do? A little twister?
We like to go out in our side-by-side.
I love that, side-by-side.
We love outdoor stuff.
We love outdoor stuff. Well, we're indoors right now, so strap in. Now, is there any fucking way I would have known she was going to say indoor stuff?
No!
I'm sorry, outdoor stuff?
No!
Oh! No. Thank you, Jennifer. How about this guy? Get a shot of this guy, CJ. Sir, what's your first name?
Michael.
Michael. Michael, I feel like I don't want to be disrespectful, but I think I've seen you on To Catch a Predator. CJ, come on around and get a nice shot of this gentleman's face. How many times have you drank iced tea after 5 p.m.?
Countless.
Okay. Now, what's your first name again?
Michael.
Okay, where do you live?
Santa Clarita.
Okay, shout out. Michael, is there something about what you're doing right now that makes you wish you could escape? Have you traveled much?
A little bit.
Some place you wish you could go?
Yeah.
Well, you want to fucking say it and we can speed the show along?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Who lives in Las Vegas? Who's been to Las Vegas? All right. Is there any fucking way I would have known he was going to say Las Vegas?
No!
There's a map of the world. Las Vegas is in there somewhere. Keep it going for Michael. All right, this gentleman right here, CJ. Right here. Actually, no, I like this guy. I talked to you earlier. What's your name, sir?
Noe.
What'd you call me?
Noe?
Nope. Noe. Okay, great.
Noe.
Hold this microphone for a second.
Yes, sir.
Noe, I want to give you a little task right now, okay? I'm going to flip this. I'm going to take off this. I got a pen, and I want you to scribble. You ever drawn anything in your life, Noe?
Yeah.
What have you drawn?
I've drawn this conversation out.
All right, let's fucking move on. I don't like your energy. That's enough of your bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. I've never been so disrespected in my entire life. Man, I wish I had a fucking blowtorch. I could just fucking shave your head with some fire. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good to see you.
One more time for the staff at the Comedy Store.
The staff.
Excuse me, mind if I sit down here? CJ, can you see? Sir, what's your name?
Brett.
Hold the mic, Brett.
Yes, sir.
Brett, you look like you own a bowling alley in Reno. What do you do?
I'm an electrician.
Say it again.
I'm an electrician.
Oh, hell yeah. And how long have you been doing that?
About 10 years.
10 years, yeah. And Brett, have you ever drawn anything before?
All the time.
What have you drawn?
A lot of conclusions.
Okay. Okay. Well, I want you to take this Sharpie right now and just scribble, dibble, whatever you can underneath here, okay? Right? No, underneath here. Underneath, okay?
As much underneath. As
you can. Underneath, right? I know you've done a reach around before. Don't act like you haven't, okay? There we go. Draw whatever. There you go. It's going to be a first live ever Bruce Robbins sketch, sight unseen. You got it?
Done.
Okay, great. Guys, a little bit of applause for, what's your name again?
Brett.
Guys, keep it going for Brett. Brett, this is an exciting moment here at the Bruce Robbins Show, because not every day you get to show off your skill set and your talents to a room full of people. A little support for Brett real quick. Let's take a quick look at what Brett drew. How about that? Thank you so much, Brett.
That's accurate.
Okay. All right, lastly, I need to, I have something special. Is there somebody in the crowd that's been going through a tough time? Yeah. I hate to get real, but is there somebody in the crowd that's been going through a rough time? Sir? Yeah, you got a mustache and a hat on. What's going on?
Her.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah, okay. Well, that did not go as planned, but how about you? You look like you made your hair in a garden. What's going on?
Not much.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, how's life going?
Kind of shitty.
Shitty? Why's that? You got a couple of, I hate to look down right into your breast, but you got a, but she's got two tattoos of dog paws. CJ, come get a shot of this real quick. CJ, do you mind if you put your boobies on display? Look at those. Now, who are those dog paws for? Are those cat paws?
My dog that passed away like 20 years ago.
I'm so sorry. Give me a hug. What was your dog's name?
Coda.
Coda. Yeah. Okay. Well.
Got sad. Real fast.
What about you? Can you top that? You have like a dead goldfish or something?
No.
Okay. Well, how about this? Are we drinking tonight?
Yeah.
Everybody, raise your glass right now to Coda. Okay. Let's throw one up to Coda. Okay. And everyone on the count of three, give me a whoop whoop, but do it like DMX. 1, 2, 3. Oh, that scared the fuck out of me. Holy shit. Well, thanks for coming out tonight. You said you raised your hand, right? What's your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, where are you from?
Bend.
Lindsay, what's going on right now?
Just going through a tough time.
A tough time?
A lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you seem super sad. I'm going to hand you an envelope. Hold on to that.
Okay.
We're going to come back to the end of the show. Keep it going for Lindsay, everybody. Make some noise for her. Keep it going for Lindsay, everybody. Come on. You can turn those house lights off, Stephen. Are you guys ready to start tonight's show or what? I'm going to need to hear a little bit more applause out of you. You guys ready to start tonight's show or what? Turn those house lights off, Stephen. You guys, your first guest tonight on the Bruce Robbins Live Show comes all the way from Austin, Texas, okay? This guy's been making quite the name for himself, been running around all over town. He's got Netflix specials. He was on the Tom Brady roast. He's going to be on the roast of Kevin Hart on Sunday, roasting Kevin Hart, because it's a roast of Kevin Hart. He's going to fucking roast his fucking ass. But tonight he's come out here on the Bruce Robbins Live Show for the first time ever. And he's also the host of one of my favorite shows on the internet. It's the number one live podcast in the world. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. Yeah, it's pretty great. Ladies and gentlemen, please make it loud for my friend, Mr. Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody. Here we go.
Tony.
Look at all these straight men that want to suck you off.
Fuck yeah.
It feels good. It feels good to be recognized. It feels good to come out and be alive, right, in 2026. There's so much going on. I like your shoes. You know, you've always been a beacon of fashion, Tony Hinchcliffe, as long as I've known you.
Well, that's one of the reasons why people think I'm gay. I'm a big fan of you, Bruce.
I appreciate it.
I'm a big fan of magic.
You are.
And mentalism and true crime.
Well, I fit into all three of those boxes, you know, because my wife fell off a cruise ship.
I've done deep digging on this. Well, it was a Black Eyed Peas cruise. 2012, am I correct?
14, if that's 14 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, it was. And I looked at the surveillance.
First of all, I didn't know there was a Black Eyed Peas cruise to begin with. So when she found that, I was like, yep. She, you know, it was the quickest yes I've ever, you know.
Yeah.
Fergie, I see Fergie live. I've only ever seen her on TV, you know. Now I'm, you know, at a pizza bar with her. What's that, Bruce?
We got re-
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
You know what? I told Steven, I said, if anything gets super uncomfortable, go ahead and hit with a little drum kick. And that was a perfect time drum kick right there. Keep it going for Steven up there in the balcony.
But I dug deep into that. I'm a big fan of your work. I'm a big fan of you, OJ, everybody that got away with murder.
Well, okay.
What? Okay.
Well, no, fuck you, Steven. That is not the time for comedy. Well, first of all, Tony, I hear you,
uh-huh.
And I see you, and I feel you. I didn't murder my wife. Okay, and I know that's what somebody would say who murdered their wife, but, yeah. You know, I was, you know, that was, first of all, that was a depressing day. So did you watch Forensic Files? Because they did a whole 5-episode series on it.
Yeah, I'd never miss an episode of Forensic Files. And I love that you still stick with the I didn't do it. I love when, like, magicians don't give away the trick. I love it. Like, it just happened. It's magic.
What's he talking about?
Quiet, Bruce. Tony, I wrote down a bunch of questions because I'm just so tickled that you're here. You know, you moved out to Austin, Texas, but you started here at the Comedy Store where we're at right now.
Yes.
Do you guys know that? Tony Hinchcliffe started right here at the Comedy Store.
I used to work here for minimum wage from the hours of 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then I would put on the Comedy Store shirt and be a door guy from 8 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Is it crazy to come back to a place where you were just so goddamn poor, you know?
Yeah, yes.
Where you were probably eating spaghetti out of the backpack of a stranger, right?
That would have been a good hot meal for me back then.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy when you're so down in the dumps what you'll do for food, you know, mm-hmm. and what you consider to be a hot button item cuisine, you know? Yeah. I mean, I remember my first days of Magic. Bruce, you know, you were, you know, you're too young to remember this, but, you know, you were, I don't know, five. But Bruce is 16, can you believe it?
No, I know. He was 2 years old when you murdered his mother.
Okay.
In the surveillance footage, there's actually a chubby little blonde baby in his arms while he pushes her off. Like, it's crazy that you didn't
have... I plead the fifth, I plead the sixth, and I plead the 6-7. See, this is what you do. I invite you on my show, and you flip things around on me.
I mean, you can't be tried twice. There's no double jeopardy. Alex Trebek is dead. There's no double jeopardy for you.
What's the craziest thing you've seen in Los Angeles? Because this is a place, Bruce Jr. can attest to this. We came out here, I can't remember when, once our residency finished up in Vegas, we came out here trying to do our best. And it's a city that chews you up and spits you out, right?
Yeah.
But there's got to be something that happens to you out here where you go, okay, I don't mind this place, right? Like, did you meet someone cool, or did you try something fun? Did something cool happen to you? Maybe a crazy fan story?
Really, most of the best stuff that's happened to me in my career happened in the last 5 years in Austin, Texas. But reflecting back on my days here...
Well, let's answer the original question, Tony, about Los Angeles.
Really, I mean, just everything here. I got to meet so many of my heroes here. Jim Carrey and, you know, everybody that I liked when I was a kid.
Pauly Shore.
David Letterman. Pauly Shore, for sure.
Yep.
I'm actually doing the Pauly Shore and Friends show, if you guys... I'm pretty sure it's not sold out. It's a 45-seat room up in the attic that he's doing. I'm pretty sure there's about 42 tickets still available. There's three people on the guest list. So.
Well, it's tough. It's tough to, you know, it's tough. You're nothing's off limits for you, huh? You can roast anyone. I feel like, are you supposed to kick them when they're down, or are you supposed to just, you know, find something silly to connect with and then just kind of blow it out of proportion?
You know, that's a good question. And I believe you should kick them when they're down, kick them when they're up, kick them every which way. I think nothing is off limits. And if they're human enough and smart enough, they'll be able to take the joke if it's coming from a professional.
Okay. Sure.
What is this, a room full of Puerto Ricans? Clap, you idiots. Puerto Ricans love me. That's why that's funny. There's two right there. Well, they're Asian. Sorry.
What else we got here?
They're not smiling, by the way. They're holding
smiles. I can't stop smiling. You know, well, A, I just re-upped my Costco membership. You ever go to Costco?
I love Costco.
I'm sorry, but I cannot get enough of Costco. The samples, the camaraderie, the showmanship. Yeah. Also, everything you want, they have it. Mm-hmm. Ketchup, boom.
Yep.
John Television, boom.
Yep.
Bruce, what's your favorite thing to get at Costco when we go to Costco?
Chicken bake.
They got it?
Oh, yeah.
They've got chia pets. They've got, if you're trying to dye your pubes, they've got every flavor of that. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I take my old receipt in. A fun fact, for those of you that don't know, I started doing this when I became unbelievably rich. But I will go to Costco and get a huge order, and then I'll take that receipt and put it in my pocket. I'll go back and I'll get all the same stuff again. And then when they ask for your receipt, when you're walking out, you just show them that same receipt. They have no fucking idea. You could just go back over and over again. I actually built an entire second Costco in which it's just stuff that I got from Costco once and then went back again and 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 again.
Well, that is something to take note of, is that most of the Costco employees, God bless them, as sweet and kind-hearted as they are, most of them have some sort of an ism or a mental, you know, they look like, you know, they're all in wheelchairs or they got crutches or eye patches. A lot of them look like Kill Tony people, you know?
I mean, only the very best.
But those are my favorite type of people.
Yeah.
People that have something to earn.
Yeah.
You know?
I love helping people that have something tremendously wrong about them.
Well, we all have I mean, boy, I could tell you a million things that I'd like to improve about myself. Every day I wake up, I go, God, I hate my fucking nose. I wish my goatee was bigger, you know. I wish my spray tan would hold up for longer than 48 hours, you know. I wish Bill Cosby was still alive, you know. That's a joke. He is still alive. But, you know, you can do so many poor things in your life that people assume you're dead, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing about Bill Cosby, well, we can move on. But was your family funny? Where'd you get the funny bug from? People always ask every comedian, how'd you find your way into the entertainment business? Was your dad like a clown like Nate Bargatze? Or was your mom, you know, was your mom a unicyclist or something? You know, it's Mother's Day coming up. What are you gonna do for Mother's Day?
I'm roasting Kevin Hart live on Netflix on Mother's Day.
I mean, that is, I can't tell you how excited that is. Anything can happen. I mean, this is live right now, but we'll put it on YouTube in a couple years. But you are going live on Sunday. And that, I can't imagine anything more terrifying. Bruce, can you imagine anything more terrifying than going live on Netflix in front of Kevin Hart?
No. No, no, not at all.
Yeah. See? So, how do you relax yourself? You know, you take prescriptions, pills, or do you, you know, do you think about... People always say picture people naked, right, to make yourself more comfortable. You know, you picture Kevin Hart naked or Shane Gillis or something.
Yeah, no. You know, I'm up deep in the roast. I'm a couple hours in. Shane goes first.
He's going to set the tone.
He's really going to set a tone. So I'm really just I'm just making sure nobody else does what I'm going to do and making the right adjustments. Like if another white person calls Kevin the N-word, I'm like, oh, fuck. I lost that joke. Now yeah. I have to do something else. Like, this is very important that I...
Well, you just got to get it out of the way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is... It does feel like...
I'm going to call him a nidget. Is that too
I like
over the
that.
Line? So, for only white people clapping, this isn't good.
A nidget. That's like a ninja midget? What is it?
Yes.
Scary.
This is what I love about you. You're full of surprises. I had no idea you knew kung fu.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a ninja.
Have you... Bruce, what did I say about laughing at the guests when they open up?
I was trying to hold in a sneeze, and I didn't want to sneeze on Mr. Hinchcliffe.
You ever sneeze so loud that you, like, you ever, like you know, you fart? I was on a Southwest flight, and I was in the middle seat, you know, trying to just be a man of the people, and I sneezed and farted so loud, I woke myself up, but I hate... You know, look, it's a vulnerable moment. Airplane, middle seat, fuck it. My day's in God's hands, you know? And I woke myself up, and fucking, the woman next to me looked a lot like Jennifer, the librarian, and she freaked the fuck out. Jennifer's cool, you know, but this gal, she freaked the fuck out. And I it took every fiber of my being, Tony, to not strangle her in the emergency exit row. You ever just get filled with rage?
Absolutely, a lot. Great. A lot on flights.
That's it.
It happened today. I flew here from Austin today and I had...
Where'd you fly? Spirit?
Yeah.
They're shutting down, I heard. R.I.P.
It's a real shame, especially since I have a long Spirit abortion joke in my Netflix special coming out in June that I taped 2 months ago. But well, now it's going to look insane because I'm talking about how if you want to get an abortion, fly Spirit. It's a whole thing, but now it's fucked. Now it's going to look like I'm an idiot.
I would love to hear that. I'd love to hear the special. You guys want to hear Tony Hinchcliffe do his whole special right now? We'll watch it. We'll watch it. When does it come out?
June 9th.
June 9th. Great day.
The Asians are furious about that.
There's a lot of important days in the calendar year, right? Flag Day, 4th of July, Passover, Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Daylight Savings. Uh-huh. Cyber Monday.
Easter Day.
You know what holiday gets a lot of recognition that I think gets overplayed and blown up to where it maybe is getting too much attention? Huh. Christmas.
Wow.
And I know that's a hot take, but... look, I don't want to say that bad things have happened to the Robbins family on December 25th, but Bruce, I think you can remember a Christmas maybe 14 years ago. What happened, Bruce?
It was the Black Eyed Peas Christmas cruise.
You forgot to mention that little detail. It was a Christmas cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, and your wife had a little fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Tony Hinchcliffe, ladies and gentlemen. Let him hear it real quick.
That's the type of material you can expect on Sunday at the roast.
Really set you up for that. Let me ask you a quick question. What's the first time? When's the first?
She really decked the halls, you know what I'm saying?
Tony, do you have a favorite food? If you're on a deserted island, I like to ask my friends and colleagues and guests, if you ever were on a deserted island, if you fell off a plane and survived like Rachel McAdams in that new movie where she got stuck on an island and you had to survive eating food, what food would you survive on?
If I was on a deserted island? I mean, whatever would be there. How would I know? Are you saying I get to pick a food?
You get...
That question, that's not a real question.
ChatGPT wrote this question. If you're on a deserted island and you get to pick a food that you can...
Pick a food.
Pick a food that's there with you.
You know what? Maybe your son just has tainted my mind, but a Costco chicken bake sounds like something that has enough protein and carbs
I love
to
that.
Keep me happy.
I love that.
Bacon, chicken, Caesar dressing, cheese.
Yeah, we got it, Bruce.
Sorry.
Tony? Yeah. Tony, I love that you said that you love magic because it's something that I specialize in and it's something that I try to push the limits of anytime I get the chance. So right now, I'd love to do a quick little trick on you. Do you mind?
I would absolutely love that.
Do you have a coin on you, Tony?
I don't. I have a bunch of $100 bills.
Well, if I want to go to the Spearmint Rhino later, maybe that'll come in use. Last time I went to the Spearmint Rhino, oh my God, it must have been... I mean, it was...
2012, December 26th.
He's good. No, it was a couple weeks ago, but we... My point is, Tony, not everything is what it seems, right? You don't have any change on you? You just got those $100 bills? Well, you might have a little coin in your cock. Look at that. Someone's holding change in their penis.
Uncircumcised.
Now, say it again?
It's uncircumcised.
Yeah, we got it, Bruce. God damn it, Steven. All right, so I have this coin here, okay? And I'm gonna do something.
Okay.
Put the coin right here, okay?
Uh-huh.
You see it?
Yeah.
Coin's right there,
uh-huh.
Okay? Put it right there. Boom, look at that, coin gone.
Wow.
Coin gone.
And it melted into your hand. Look at the palm, there's residue. That is unbelievable.
Now look, this is not my best trick, but it's one of my most famous tricks. Now, Tony, if you'll direct your attention to my son, Bruce Jr., uh-huh. off to your left, he's holding a bucket. Now, what are the odds that the coin I just made disappear ended up in that bucket? Audience, what are the odds?
There's no fucking way.
Is there any bucket?
There's no way.
Now, Bruce, turn the bucket over and see. Is there, yeah, there's nothing in that bucket. Okay.
Wow. Wow.
You guys believe there's nothing in that bucket, right?
Just a... Is that his mother's urn?
Okay.
We weren't able to cream it because she was never found.
Right. No. Yeah.
Very good, Bruce.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. And look, when you start something new and everyone around you acts supportive, but you can tell that they're also thinking, all right, well, that's, you know, he usually bails and craps out and becomes a disappointment to his family and gets written out of the will. You know, we've all been there, all right? And that was definitely me when I started doing stand-up and eventually this podcast. There's so much that goes into building something from the ground up. You're figuring out branding, websites, merch, tickets, content, and suddenly you're wearing like 15 different hats at once. Honestly, if I had something like Shopify back then, it would have been a game changer. Because Shopify is basically the business partner you wish you had from day one. They power millions of businesses around the world and make running things feel way less overwhelming. You can build a beautiful online store with ready-to-use templates, use AI tools to help write product descriptions and improve photos and even create email and social campaigns without needing a huge marketing team behind you. The best part is everything's in one place. Inventory, payments, analytics, shipping, all streamlined. You can spend less time juggling tabs and more time actually growing your biz. Start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify, and start hearing... Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/aboutlastnight. That's shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Shopify.com/aboutlastnight.
Close your eyes. Listen to Monday.com. Feel the sensation of an AI work platform. So flexible and intuitive, it feels like it was built just for you. Now open your eyes. Go to Monday.com. Start for free and finally breathe. Close your eyes. Focus. Listen to work getting done with Monday.com. Relax as AI does the manual work while your teams are aligned on a single source of truth. Feel the sensation of an AI work platform so flexible and intuitive, it feels like it was built just for you. Notice you're limitless.
Limitless. Limitless.
Now open your eyes. Go to Monday.com. Start for free and finally breathe.
No, we're having a good time, but what I want to do right now, Tony, is a little thing I like to call the element of surprise, okay?
Bruce, on the count of three, I want you to close your eyes and envision that coin in that bucket. Can everybody do that for me? You don't have to close your eyes, just Bruce. Envision that coin in that bucket. What would happen? What do you think would happen if that coin just fucking magically? What the fuck was that?
Wow. Wow. It's unbelievable. Not only did a coin appear, but just to let you fans out there know, it's so, his magic is so good. It's a totally different type of coin than what he originally had in his hand. That is amazing.
Well, it's Jeffrey Epstein's penis.
I'm gonna put this back where you found it.
Send me a link. Tony, you're the host of Kill Tony, number one live podcast in the world. And I want to do a little game with you, if you don't mind, because I've never been on the show, but I've been a big fan. I watch every Monday. You got all sorts of surprises, and you're really making dreams come true. People don't realize the amount of opportunities you give to up-and-coming comedians, even comedians that have been doing it some time. You got comedians that go on that show, they dress up, right? They dress up in fun characters and ball caps and wigs and mustaches, and you give them a platform to make their dreams come true when they weren't able to fulfill them as their own self,
A lot of people think that we're just... building opportunities for people pulled out of the bucket, but also
we got it, Bruce. Put the fucking bucket down.
You know, that's just the secret sauce to really show off the fun that I have with my friends that are on the panel. Some people have done characters and have done things, and
that's what life is all about.
Absolutely.
Well, I would love, if you don't mind, a little game where I get to maybe be on Kill Tony, okay? I'm gonna give a chance for myself to maybe see what it's like to be on the show and do a minute of stand-up comedy. Do you guys mind if I do a minute of stand-up comedy real quick?
Oh, we gotta do that.
In a little game we like to call Kill Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
Looking.
So announce me. Oh, there's TVs on the side. Sorry, you got the worst.
That's amazing. Look at that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, your next comedian. This looks like a new name. I've never seen this guy do stand-up before. So let's all give him a warm welcome. These people that signed up have been waiting for hours for an opportunity like this. So give a warm welcome. This is a brand new minute from Bruce Robbins, everybody.
Thank you so much. What kind of bees make milk? Boobies. What does a horny frog say? Rub it. I said rub my dick, bitch. I paid for this. What do you call an Italian hooker? A prostitute. What did the Jewish man say to the Indian? I don't have to do that. Oh wait, no. What did the Jewish man say to the Indian boy?
What?
Happy Hanukkah, little Indian boy. Oh. Here's my impression of Batman trying to find the clip. Ready? Where is she? A lesbian vampire is eating her girlfriend out. After she's finished, she says, "Same time next month." I got one more. Shut the fuck up. Here's my impression. What did Helen Keller say to the waiter who forgot her Diet Pepsi? That's it. Thank you so much. That's
wow.
My title.
Bruce Robbins, everybody. Amazing, Bruce. Wow. Now, can I ask you, Bruce, how long have you wanted to try stand-up comedy?
My entire life. Ever since my wife fell off a cruise ship 14 years ago, yeah. I told her as I heard about her untimely death, I said, I will pay it forward. I will do my best to live on and live life to the fullest.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, and it's tragedy.
I brought my son. Is that okay?
No, it's, yeah, tragedy.
It's like having Red Band over here. Look at this guy. Smelling like motherfucking chicken bakes.
Well, how'd you think I did?
I think it was great. You know, you have an unbelievable delivery, crisp, like someone that's been doing it about 20 years. But I mean, the jokes, you know, simple, good, clean, fun. I love it. Even when you messed up, you stayed right on target. I loved the Happy Hanukkah, you little Indian. Like, it doesn't make sense that that was written.
That was an improv.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, am I going to Hollywood or what, Simon?
You know what? I got news for you. With jokes like that and a nose like that, I think you're just handicapped enough to be the newest golden ticket winner on Coachella. Mark it in your books. Bruce Robbins is a official golden ticket winner.
Oh my God, this might be the greatest day of my life.
Wow.
Well, first
I mean,
of all,
that's how it starts. There's one guy in the show's history that is a Hall of Famer, a multiple-time guest of the year. He's got two of his characters, I think, have golden tickets. So you've started something. Who knows where this path can take you? There's one guy with all those accolades in the show's history.
Well, you know, anything's possible. And I say that to myself every morning when I'm brushing my teeth. I look in the mirror and I go, you know, if you put your mind to it, anything's possible. Speaking of which,
it must take like 20 minutes to brush those things. How long does it take? It's a lot of time.
I might say the same thing to you, motherfucker.
It's true. It's true.
It's like looking in the goddamn mirror.
It is.
Now, Tony, before I let you go, and one more time for Tony Hinchcliffe, this might be one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life, and I've done a lot of fun things. Tony, there's people all over the world, dead and alive, and one thing I've been doing recently is reconnecting with spirits, okay? I've been taking this Tony Robbins Connecting with Spirits course over Zoom. It's a little too pricey in my opinion, but, you know, Tony Robbins is the GOAT, so I said I am going to dedicate myself to figuring out how to connect with people who have passed on. Is there someone in your life that you would love to reconnect with and maybe speak to that's maybe passed on, maybe a relative, if not somebody, maybe somebody famous that you've always wanted to meet?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be so cool. You know, I had a grandma that, you know, my parents weren't really around that much to raise me when I was a little kid. And my grandma really took it upon herself to, and I was doing comedy and wasn't around during the last years of her life. I really abandoned her towards the end, like a real bad person. I'd love to have a chance to tell her thank you and, that I love her.
Well, first of all, that's beautiful. That's very unexpected. Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to take a moment to try to connect.
I'm choking.
I'd love to try to take a moment, if it's okay with you guys, to connect with Tony Hinchcliffe's grandma. Do you guys mind if I try to do that real quick? I'm going to try to connect with her. I'm going to try to embody her spirit and her persona. And once I do, Tony, you're going to be able to reconnect with your grandma who has passed on and talk to her and ask her whatever question you have.
Her name's Meemaw, so if you're trying to connect, ask for Meemaw.
Meemaw. Okay, I'm about to take... Meemaw's about to take over me. I'm going to connect with her, and then she's going to embody me and go inside of my soul, my spirit, and then Tony's going to get to talk to her. You guys ready to see this? Are you guys ready to see it? Hit me, Steven. Can't do it. Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody. Tony Hinchcliffe. Give it up for Tony Hinchcliffe. I love you. That was unbelievable. One more time for Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody. Pretty exciting stuff. Pretty exciting stuff. There he goes. One more time for Tony Hinchcliffe. There he goes. Off into the wild. Are we having a good time so far in the Bruce Robbins live show? Well, we're just getting started. My favorite thing, what got me into magic and mentalism and real estate was hypnosis, okay? I've always been mesmerized and mystified by the ability to fall asleep and not know what the fuck you're doing, right? Does anyone in the crowd want to come up on stage to be hypnotized right now? Steven, turn the house lights on for me. Let's see if we can find somebody that's maybe worthy of such an honor. Let's see. You may have Mike Bruce.
Hello.
It's on, Bruce. We got it. Who? Who's this guy in the back here? CJ, where are you at? Hey, look, it's the guy who invented Hot Topic. What's your name, Ed Hardy?
Ian.
Ian, where are you from?
Simi Valley.
Shout out. Whoa. What is Simi Valley known for, Ian?
Real bros.
Real bros? Hell yeah.
Are sadly.
You, say it again?
Sadly.
Sadly, yeah. And who's this to your left? Is this a real bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name?
Sarkis.
Who? Jeez. Your name is Sarkis?
Sarkis.
Let's go,
right.
Sarkis.
That's right.
Sarkis, how do you spell that?
S-A-R-K-I-S. It's an Armenian name.
It's Armenian. Yeah, what does it mean?
It is a name of an Armenian saint in mythology.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous right now.
Are you really?
My heart's racing. Yeah, come on now.
Imagine how the audience feels, you know?
I know.
Okay, that was an Armenian joke. It went right over your guy's head. No, Sarkis, I love it. Have you ever been hypnotized, sweetheart?
Never. I'm ready for it.
You're ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Well, hold that thought and keep your cock in your pants. I'm going to keep walking around the room. What about you, sweetheart? What's your CJ, over here, please. CJ, right here. Guys, one more time for CJ following me around. This ain't an easy job. What's your name, sweetheart?
Katie.
Yeah. And Katie, you ever fallen asleep and woken up and been like, what just, that's, I don't like the way I started that question. What's your, what is your name, sir?
Hey, I'm Todd.
Todd, where are you from?
I'm from Orange County.
Shout out.
Yeah, Santa Ana.
Yeah, Todd, you have a Mr. Potato Head shirt on.
Oh, shit, yes.
Are you a big fan of potatoes or cartoons or both?
Both. It's so funny you ask that. Both.
Okay. Take
it's Toy Story. I have a
it's
Toy
what
Story.
Now?
Toy Story.
Who's seen Toy Story? Yeah! Bruce, who's your favorite character in Toy Story? Thanks, Bruce.
Say Buzz.
Who?
Buzz.
Buzz. What does Buzz always say? Hold on. Buzz does not say to fuck.
Sorry, I heard that at school. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Todd, you ever been hypnotized before?
No.
You ever been on stage before?
No.
You guys want to see Todd get hypnotized right now? Come on up, sweetheart. Come on. Keep it going for Todd, everybody. Here we go. Make some noise for him. Steven, turn those fucking house lights on. No, what do I say about hugging the guest, Bruce? Fucking Christ. You're shaking, huh?
Yeah, I met David Copperfield. This is crazy. I love magic. It's...
Okay. Maybe we should have picked somebody else. All right. No, you're going to be great. Todd, first of all, I'm going to put this down. And face me, okay? I've done this 4 times, okay? So put your hands out. Put that arm down. I'm just going to, first of all, get you relaxed. Just nice and loose, okay? Nice and loose, okay? If you're going to get hypnotized, you got to make sure your brain is clear, your mind is empty, okay? Everything is fine. Nothing is wrong. I'm going to count to three. When I snap my fingers, I'm going to gently tap your left shoulder, and you're going to fall asleep, okay? Here we go. Stay loose. Look at me. Stay loose. Don't think about them. Look at me. Don't look at them. Don't look at them. Look at me. Stay right here.
Look at him.
Stay. No, leave that arm alone. Just this arm. When I snap my fingers and count to three, I'm going to gently press your shoulder. You're going to fall asleep, okay? 1, 2, 3. Go to sleep. What the fuck? What the fuck? I did not expect that shit to work. Okay, Todd, when I count... Fuck, I really did not expect him to fall asleep. When I count to three and snap my fingers, you are going to imagine that you are a bird. You are a bird. I don't care if it's fucking Big Bird or Tweety Bird or some fucking, you know, some pterodactyl, some fucking You're going to wake up and you're going to feed your baby. You're going to feed your baby bird. You are a bird and you're going to feed your baby. When I snap my fingers and count to three and snap my fingers, you're going to become a bird. On the count of three, child. One, two, three. All right, when I count to three and snap my fingers, you are going to snap out of this and come back to being Todd from Orange County. One, two, three. You all right?
I'm just waiting to start.
Okay. Todd, next. Okay, well, that went fine. One more time for Todd. Todd, give me your hand. Todd, I want you to stay loose, stay relaxed, stay focused, okay? You feeling good?
Relaxed, I'm focused.
That was crazy. That was crazy. You don't remember anything, huh? That was fun. Go to sleep. Todd, when you wake up, you are going to imagine that you are the lead singer of No Doubt Gwen Stefani. On the count of three. One, when I snap my fingers. One, two, three. Wake up.
What are you looking at? I'm just a girl. That's all that you let me be.
When I stand my fingers, you're gonna stop this fucking bullshit. One, two, three. Stop. Okay, one more time for Todd, everybody. Todd, hit me with some it's music, Stephen. This is fucking weird. Now, when I stand my fingers, the final hypnosis test, Todd, when I stand my fingers and touch your shoulder, you're going to wake up and you're having dinner with your family, your wife and your three kids. You're a happy Utah non-Mormon Jennifer family. And you're going to wake up and someone's going to bust into your house, Todd, and try to rob you and kill your family. And you got to do whatever you can to protect your family. On the count of three. One, two, three. Wake up.
How's the pot roast? Sharon? Take the kids. Please. Please. Not her. Not my days. Please. I'll do anything. I'll blow it. Sharon, cover your ears. I can play a song. I can hum your favorite song while I...
Okay, when I count to when I count to three, when I count to three, you're gonna wake up and not remember any of this. You're gonna go back to being Todd. One, two, three. You're right.
I haven't been on my knees since. Man, I miss my dad.
Guys, one more time for Todd from Orange County. Hey, come here. Bruce, you got anything you want to say to this gentleman? Just bared his soul out in front of 300 strangers.
No, best of luck to you.
Guys, one more time for Todd from Orange County. Give me a hug. You were wonderful. Thank you so much. Right down this way, sir. Wait, Todd. It's a guy from your dream. God, damn, Steven. One more time for Todd, everybody. That took a lot of guts. I appreciate you, and I see you, and I appreciate you. You guys ready for a little bit more fun on the Bruce Robbins Show? We got a little bit more time left. Your next guest, boy, is one of my favorite people of all time. You've seen him on TV shows. Boy, Righteous Gemstones. Prank shows galore. Jackass. Bad Trip. Maybe most famously, his own show, The Eric Andre Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Eric Andre. Boy, Thank you, Layton. I love you. Come on.
Wow. Hi. Holy fucking shit.
Or I continue to stand?
You can take a seat. But it's just, you can stand too, whatever. I mean, I do not want to be liable to telling anyone what to do in 2026.
Can I touch your penis? That's all that's
you sound like my rabbi.
Where are you from, Bruce?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Really?
Shout out. Who's from the Cucamonga? Make some noise.
I got arrested in Rancho Cucamonga.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear this story.
I was doing a very dumb prank that wasn't funny, and I pranked the mayor during a town hall meeting. I was like dressed like a frat boy, and I ran up to the podium, and I was like, vote for me for class president, I'll put beer in the water fountains, dude. And there were like 20 sheriffs there, and they took me outside, and they were like, are you high or on drugs? And I was doing the sobriety test back. I was saying the alphabet backwards flawlessly because I was sober because I was filming the Eric Andre show. So I was nailing the sobriety test. I was like walking in a straight line and be like, CYXWVUTSQRPOLMN, you know, doing the whole alphabet backwards. And they were like, what the fuck is your name? And I didn't want to tell my real name. So I said, John. And they go, what's your last name, John? And I went, Coltrane. And then the guy was like furiously looking up John Coltrane in his little cop computer, and he's like, you're not coming up in the system, Coltrane! And then the other cop figured out that I was lying, that I wasn't the jazz saxophone player. So that was the second charge. I got two charges, disturbing the peace and lying. Like corrupting an investigation or something, and I went to some big jail, San Bernardino jail. Big jail, it sucked. It smelled like flesh.
Is the investigation still open?
Nah, dog, I got that shit expunged. Gang, gang. My lawyer got me off the case, dog. 1-800-ACCIDENTES, player.
From the billboard.
Yeah, that's right. 777777. But it was bad. No, it was bad. It was bad.
Well, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff to find out there in the world, you know. And look, the Cucamonga isn't the only place where trouble is hiding, you know. You're from where originally? I can never tell.
I was born in Miami, but I grew up in Boca Raton, Florida. The Rancho Cucamonga, Florida.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like Seinfeld's fictional parents live.
Oh, that's right.
It's where Jews go to die. It's God's waiting room. I'm that Jewish. I'm Jewish. Relax. It's also true. Shut the fuck up.
Sounds like somebody's never been to Boca Raton.
Everyone's like, this Puerto Rican kid's an anti-Semite, and I won't stand for it.
What's the most Boca thing you can do in Boca Raton?
Die in your sleep? Yeah. It's where elderly people live.
How old are we talking? Because I'm trying
to... It's all geriatric communities. That's all it is.
Do you want
and
to
drug rehab centers.
Do you want... Well, that sounds fun. I've been to rehab twice. Raise your hand if you've been to rehab. Keep that hand raised if you should be still in rehab. Okay, I don't believe you.
Were you pilled out?
I was pilled out, coked out, boofed. I boofed just about everything you could boof.
Butt hashed.
Say what?
Butt hashed.
Butt hash. Yeah.
Jankum.
Jenga?
Jankum, butt hash. Is where the kids are pissing and shitting in jars, letting it ferment, and they huff it.
Yeah, you put a balloon over the top, and then you huff the poop.
What the
pee.
Fuck are you talking about, son? There's
kids who were doing it at school, and I said no. Yeah. Butt hash.
I learn something every day in the Robbins household. Well, first
and
of all...
I'll be honest with you. I was the one that offered it to him, and I apologize.
I'm okay with that. You're famous.
Mr. Andre had a vape of it, and I said, no, thank you.
He what?
He had a Jankum vape.
You guys keep saying this Jankum. Like it's
Jankum.
Jankum. And it's
AKA butt hash. Look it up. Look it up right now. I'm not lying. Did they yonder bag?
Their phones are locked
look
up.
Look it up. You got a gateway computer at home? You can do everything on the internet now. You get your mom off the phone. You plug in your gateway. Boop, boop, boop. Download a sexy pic of Jenny McCarthy.
Man, who was... Do you remember the first woman you saw on the television that you were like, oh, shit. You know, I don't even know how to do
Ghislaine
it.
Ghislaine Maxwell. She was a smoker before she got all up in that trouble.
I mean, sex trafficking will really age a person.
No. I don't know. The first babe? I don't know.
For me, it was Tiffany Amber Thiessen and Kim Basinger.
Okay.
And not on that
I
order.
Thought you were going to say Kathy Ireland. Unnecessary Roughness.
Oh, shout out. She came out in a onesie. I think she had some fucking mold juice or something going on.
You're thinking about Cindy Crawford.
There it is.
Okay.
I get my women from the 90s mixed up. Melissa Joan Hart, Clarissa, okay. You know.
What about Blossom? Would you fucking blow Blossom's back out?
Wasn't that a Judy Blume book? Blow Blossom's...
Blow Blossom's back out.
Blossom was on... Blossom, but she was also... what was she on? Oh, Big Bang Theory, that's right. What's your favorite show?
We're losing, like, all the Gen Zs, all the boomers. We're only people 43 years old are clicking their heels to this fucking part of the set.
I disagree.
Blossom. Four beefy dudes.
What is your demographic?
Can I borrow your peptides? What's that?
Who? Amari Peptides?
Amari Stoudemire?
Damon Stoudemire.
Are we doing like a free association?
Uh-huh. Here we go.
You're Moving. A magician or you're a priest?
Here we go. Ready?
Mentalist, magician, real estate mogul.
Free association. Ready? Okay. Here we go. Tattoo.
Electric Boogaloo.
Fuck, well, that game is tough.
Hey, take your shirt off, dude. Let's see what you're made of, huh?
I have never... Well, I recently...
See what's happening under that little shirt of yours, huh?
Well, normally I...
Daddy's hungry! You married?
Not that I... Well, I was, but I still wear it out of solidarity. She fell off a cruise ship 14 years ago.
It was the Black Eyed Peas Christmas cruise.
Black Eyed Peas Christmas cruise. Well, I fell off a cruise ship.
She fell off the cruise. What happened?
You ask the authorities. To this day, Eric Conrad, to this day, I have no idea, recollection, memory. You know, you been on a cruise before?
I have.
Weren't you on a New Kids on the Block cruise once?
Yes. That's neither here nor there. I'm more interested in where were you during the incident?
Well, so Bruce Jr. and I were out at the pizza buffet. Getting ready for karaoke, right? Big karaoke, big Robbins family, we love karaoke. Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, Bohemian Rhapsody. We were warming up our pipes and trying to get our stomachs full of nutrients. We had the power to vocalize to the people, right? Next thing I know, I hear a scream, I hear a splash, and not in that order. And I run outside and everyone's freaking out and somebody says, Bruce, do you want to jump? And I was like, well, I have written a suicide note, but not tonight, you know? Next thing you know, people are screaming, Tabitha, my wife's name. And I look overboard and she's breaching up like fucking Shredder at the end of Ninja Turtles 2.
But they refused to stop the boat because the next day was the big Black Eyed Peas beach party. And so...
Big Black Eyed Peas beach party.
The show must go on. The
show must
that.
Go on. Fergie, you know, I think it was Fergie who made the call ultimately.
It was a hit.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to
say... It
was
like Natalie Woods, Christopher Walken type shit.
I don't want to say it was, but I don't want to say it wasn't.
Yeah, my dad was cleared of all wrongdoing, Mr. Andre.
Okay, I wasn't accusing him, but...
And no one's accusing you, Bruce. Why don't you shut the fuck up over there?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Where were you during the incident?
I was 2 years old. I'm 16.
Oh. You're aging like Robin Williams in that movie Jack.
Oh my God, I forgot about that movie.
Like a reference where I was like,
no, you just rolled double sixes. If this was Jumanji, some fucking flying torpedoes would have come out of the game. Can't you like do something weird with your feet or weren't you, didn't y'all just see you with a symphony or something?
Yeah, I can play music with a symphony.
What were you doing with a symphony, Eric Andre?
I composed a bunch of orchestral music and I played with an orchestra.
For what? An Olive Garden commercial?
I wish.
Can you imagine?
Unlimited breadsticks.
If a Jamaican...
Pastafarian. Now, does a parrot come out? What's that part of the set?
I'm glad you asked.
Okay. I teed something
up. So look, Eric, I brought you here tonight because I'm a fan of your work. I'm a fan of the way you live your life and your overall vibe. And you're also honest. You're up front. You like to prank people. You like to be pranked. But you also like people to be their real, genuine selves. I have a special guest tonight that I would like to bring out. It's his second time on the Bruce Robbins Show. Now, I don't want to say who he is. I'd rather just let his aura speak for himself. Do you guys mind if I bring him out right now? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jeff the Owl.
Get the fuck out of here. Don't fuck with me, man. I thought you were gonna have a groundling in an owl costume. Like,
nope.
You know what I mean?
Mr. Andre, actually.
That's a fucking death trap, bro.
This owl last time actually took Brad Williams 4 blocks away.
Right, and it's looking, and it's coming for me.
Hey, buddy.
This owl is scared shitless, and it is gonna claw some. Remember the lady that got attacked by the chimpanzee? Intro scene of that movie, The Terrifier? That's all of us in the next 20 minutes.
Terry,
some of you are laughing, some of you are like, looking for the exit.
Was it Terry Schiavo who got attacked by the?
No, you know what? Terry Schiavo, full recovery.
Guys, keep it going for Terry Schiavo. She's still back in the habit.
She's swimming with Michael Phelps in the Olympic. Your bird just took a shit. Hey, misery loves company. I know. I like what you're thinking. I like where your head's at.
Now,
I loved you in the Tootsie Pop commercial.
Not only is...
You make eye contact with that thing.
Guys, keep it going for Jeff the Owl. This is a big surprise, a special treat, and also one of the scariest moments of my fucking life. Now, Mandy, thank you so much for bringing Jeff out. Jeff is not only one of the most wild... He's a what now? He's a wild... What is he? He's an eagle owl. You guys ever heard of an eagle owl?
They're the most violent ones of all of them.
Now, Jeff is going to be out here answering some questions for us. He's a truth teller, okay? But he's also an impressionist. Jeff, I guess, first of all, welcome to the Bruce Robbins Show.
His name is Jeff.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Jeff, Jeff, where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from the Catskills. But I moved to Florida, and tax issue, we don't talk about it. But I live in Austin now, like a bunch of other comics.
Oh, so you do stand-up comedy?
Yes, a little bit. I open for a kid in a wheelchair.
Oh, Tony was just out here. Probably knows him.
Well, Jeff, do you mind if we go into the crowd and have some people ask you some fun questions and maybe you can help them out, guide them in the right direction?
Of course. I'm being paid in mice.
Funny. All right. Does anybody have a question for... go ahead, Bruce. Anybody have a question for Jeff the Owl? Right here. We got Ted Bundy.
John Wayne Gacy. Excuse me.
Steven, you got some Jeff the Owl question music for us real quick?
What's your name?
Michael.
Michael.
Hey, Jeff, how do I get rid of my credit card debt?
Jeff, the question was, how does he get rid of his credit card debt? Now, Jeff, I've read on your bio, your Wikipedia bio, that you're an impressionist. So maybe answer this question as Vince Vaughn, okay?
Wait, what was the question?
How do you get rid of your credit card debt?
Hey, baby boy, you listening to me out there? How do I get rid of my credit card debt? I better say something right now. Daddy goes to work. I go to the strip club. I make it rain because that's Daddy's got to bring home the bacon. And I also work in a butcher shop, so I literally bring home the bacon. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Wow, that was a great answer. So far, this bit is going exactly how I thought it would. Anybody else have a question for Jeff the Owl?
I think Christopher Walken killed Natalie Woods on that boat, like you killed your wife.
Okay, let's stick to the script,
all
Eric Andre.
You can skip over that.
Bruce, where are you, sweetheart?
Hey, Dad, I'm way back here.
Okay, Bruce, we got time for one or two more questions.
This guy.
What's his name?
My name's Jesse.
His name is Jesse.
Jesse, where are you from, Jess?
I'm from Cudahy, California.
Who?
Cudahy.
Cudahy. Cudahy.
Can we, Jeff? Have you heard of Cudahy? Why'd you open your mouth? Why'd you open your mouth?
I was shocked. I haven't heard about Cudahy in about 10 years.
All right, Jesse, ask the question real fucking fast, please.
What's your least favorite race?
What?
Dad, Jesse asked a racist question. He wants us to know what's the least favorite race.
Hey, that's fine. It's Netflix. They play
Which
anything.
Which one's like at the bottom for you? super racist.
Jeff, you...
Impressions.
Jeff, maybe answer this question. He said, what's your favorite race? Maybe you can answer this question as Anthony.
Sorry, Dad, he said least favorite.
Least favorite. You didn't hear what he had. Real question.
Least favorite race. Why don't you answer this question as I don't know, Seth Rogen.
Well, I guess because I'm an owl, my least favorite race would be the human race.
Good answer. Good answer.
A lot of buttholes just unclenched.
Okay, I think we got time for one more question.
I wanted him to lay it. I wanted him to be like, Hawaiians. Yeah.
And then just flap away.
And then rip a Hawaiian guy's eyes out. Yeah, that was too accurate.
That would have been funny. Bruce, what else we got?
Hi, how you doing, Jeff? Want to know, do you have a girlfriend?
Sorry, what's your name and where are you from?
Melissa Marina Del Rey.
Marissa Marina Del Rey. Jeff, and what's your question for Jeff, sweetheart?
Jeff, do you have a girlfriend?
Jeff, do you have a girlfriend? Please answer this question as Barack Obama.
First off, thank you for your question. And I just want to be clear, I do have a girlfriend, but we are always open to a throuple.
Great question.
He still calls Michelle his girlfriend. That's interesting.
Yeah. Bruce, who do we got? Who is that?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Big Bear.
Big Bear. Shout out.
Brian from Big Bear.
That's cool.
Brian, what's your question for Jeff the Owl? Then we'll get out of here.
What's your favorite WNBA team?
Okay, so.
Valid question.
Jeff, the question was, what is your favorite WNBA team? And maybe you can answer this as Anthony Bourdain.
I would say, a long time ago, after the NBA, they developed another league. One where the cycles are a little shorter, the pay is a little lower, but the spirit is just as strong. Now, my favorite team of all time is the Tallahassee Snatch.
All right, we got...
Now do it again in a Chinese accent.
Okay. All right. We got one time and one more question. Bruce, we got right here. Bruce, where are you?
Sorry.
Where are you? Oh, you're all the way in the back. Jesus Christ. Guys, one more time for Bruce Jr. I don't think anybody thought he could move that fast. Right here, Bruce. Last question. Gentlemen in the front row. Stand up, sir. Give everybody a full 360. Show them where you got that shirt.
Hi.
Bruce, back the fuck up. Jesus Christ. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, 6 feet. There you go. Sir, what's your name?
Scott from Rancho Cucamonga. Scott from Rancho Cucamonga.
One of the sheriffs.
I see you. I remember you. Scott, what a question you got for Jeff?
Yeah, are you a fan of Hootie and the Blowfish or Hootie as a solo artist?
Great question. Now,
Darius Rucker.
We fucking know who Hootie is, Bruce. God damn it.
Answer is Malcolm X.
Jeff, the question is, do you like Hootie and the Blowfish as the band collectively, or do you like Darius once he went solo and started playing the guitar by himself? Answer this question as Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America.
Frankly, I like anyone who voted for me, okay? Excuse me. I would say Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker, I like him, and that proves that I like blacks, okay? I like one black, okay? He's my black, okay? He's my black, and I'm putting up a fist. I'm putting up a fist right now. You can't see it, but I'm putting up a fist.
Is that it?
Jeff, 2028.
No. Guys, keep it going for Jeff the Owl and Eric Andre. Let him hear it, everybody. I love you. You're a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart. Guys, keep it going for Eric Andre. Oh! Fuck! Get the fuck out of here, bitch. How I just reacted was real. We got to wrap this show up. You guys have a good time tonight at the Bruce Robbins Show. I hope you did. Before we end this show, there's a little business I got to attend to, and I think you know what it is. Is this mic work? Turn the house lights on, Stephen. Hit me with some music. I think you know. No, actually, no music. You guys remember Lindsay from earlier in the show? Where is she? Lindsay? Hey, CJ, where are you, sweetheart? Get your fucking camera over here. Guys, keep it going for CJ.
CJ.
When CJ is not growing weed out of the back of his Hyundai Tucson, he follows me around with a camera. Lindsay, have you enjoyed the show?
Yeah, until the owl thing.
I know. That honestly was... Okay, that was... I hated that, but...
It's scary every time.
Yeah, no fucking shit, Bruce. I don't know why we keep doing it, but Lindsay... Did you have a good time tonight? Sorry, I had some gushers before the show.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Lindsay, you said your life sucks. I hope this show turned your smile upside down and gave you a little joy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, why does your life suck? I want to get into it real quick, then we'll get out of here.
I feel like I'm going to be a downer now. I've had a tough year. I lost a pet earlier.
Oh, fuck. That makes me, you and fucking Double D's over here. Yeah. Yeah. Now, what kind of pet?
I used to have 12 ferrets. One of them, Toby, passed away. Yeah.
R.I.P. What'd you say?
R.I.P. Toby.
R.I.P. Toby. Well, my second question is, why the fuck did you have a ferret?
I just grew up like that. I grew up with ferrets, and we rescue ferrets that have, like, UTIs. So, like, yeah.
I love that. TMI, but, you know. What happened to Toby? Do you mind me asking, or is that too personal?
It's a little dark. He got struck by lightning.
Okay, take it to the grave, sweetheart. Nobody needed to fucking hear that anecdote. Jesus Christ, struck by lightning? Where were you? Did you stop it?
No, I was somewhere. I was somewhere else.
Where were you? Oh, look at you, lady of the night. Where were you?
I was hanging out with an ex, unfortunately.
Oh shit, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. Wait, we've all been there. Were you, and what were you guys doing? You weren't fucking playing Parcheesi, were you?
We're, you know, just hanging out.
Reconnecting?
Reconnecting.
Okay, shit. All right. Hey, yeah. Don't hate the player, hate the game. I've hooked up with a lot of exes.
Yeah.
Now, where, do you guys have kids?
Yeah, we have two, Shelby and Robert.
Now, your kids, do you see them a lot?
Not really as much anymore. I don't get to see them.
How come?
There was like a whole... This is like oversharing. There was like a whole court case and stuff. But yeah.
Who wants to hear what the court case was about? Court case, court case, court case, court case, court case, court case.
It's a long story. Yeah.
Well, make it a fucking short one so we can go home.
I got framed for something. I got framed.
For what?
For murder.
Holy shit!
It's not as bad as it sounds. Okay, it's not as bad. Yeah.
Okay, well, I know what that's like.
Yeah? Yeah?
Now...
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Now, I do want to say, were you... What were you doing when Toby was struck by a lightning?
I was hanging out.
Did you miss out on something fun?
No, I had fun. I had a good
time. Were you invited to something? You couldn't go?
No, I was... Someone actually brought it up earlier. I was invited to a private screening of Toy Story 2, but I couldn't.
Humble brag.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But you couldn't go.
Yeah, I couldn't go.
Because you were framed for murder. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is a lot of information, Lindsay.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot.
It's fine. Now, I want to ask you this. How do you turn your day into a positive one? Because life has definitely gotten as heavy as it can get for you. It's cloudy with a chance of bullshit right now.
Yeah.
How do you make things better in Lindsay's life?
I've been, you know, going to therapy and just trying to reconnect with myself. Just hanging out at home, you know.
Foods? Any guilty pleasure foods?
Yeah, I'll order like an extra large Papa John's, no sauce, just cheese and anchovies.
Shout out. Who else likes Papa John's? He is a racist. He said the N-word twice over email, but Google it. All right. Well, Lindsay, I want to do something special right now. I gave you an envelope at the beginning of the show. I have not met you. I don't know who this bitch is. I just fucking found her in the crowd. She's sweet. She's going through a lot. We're all going through a lot. But hopefully comedy and getting outdoors and connecting with people can make our life a little bit better. One more time for Lindsay, everybody. Lindsay, I want you to open that card right now and read the contents of that card. Steven, hit me with some music.
Money. I hope it's money. Okay, sending healing thoughts. Okay, mending thoughts, happy thoughts.
Come around this side. Actually, no, stay right there, CJ.
Okay. Okay, Lindsay, I'm sorry about your ferret, Toby.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe you were struck by lightning while you were banging your ex, Rob. Okay. It's a bummer you haven't seen your kids since you were framed for murder and missed a private screening for Toy Story 2. Just because you're an orphan doesn't mean you can't enjoy a Papa John pizza. How did you know I was...
How about that? Never met this bitch. All that was right there in the car. Keep it going for Lindsay. Thank you, Lindsay. Happy birthday. Life's gonna get better. Life's gonna get better. Close your eyes, sweetheart. By the power vested in me, Bruce Robinson of the Comedy Store, on May 5th, 2026, you will be okay! Keep it going for Lindsay, everybody.
Lindsay.
Did you guys have a good time on tonight's show or what? Did you guys? I appreciate everybody that came out to tonight's show. Keep it going for everybody who saw tonight's show. One more time for Bruce Jr. One more time for Tony Inglis. One more time for Eric Andre. And to the man who killed my wife, I forgive you. Close the fucking curtain, Steven. Hey guys, Adam Ray here. And look, when you start something new and everyone around you acts supportive, but you can tell that they're also thinking, all right, well, that's, you know, he usually bails and craps out and becomes a disappointment to his family and gets written out of the will. You know, we've all been there, all right? And that was definitely me when I started doing stand-up and eventually this podcast. There's so much that goes into building something from the ground up. You're figuring out branding, websites, merch, tickets, content, and suddenly you're wearing like 15 different hats at once. Honestly, if I had something like Shopify back then, would have been a game changer. Because Shopify is basically the business partner you wish you had from day one. They power millions of businesses around the world and make running things feel way less overwhelming. You can build a beautiful online store with ready-to-use templates, use AI tools to help write product descriptions and improve photos and even create email and social campaigns without needing a huge marketing team behind you. The best part is everything's in one place. Inventory, payments, analytics, shipping, all streamlined so you can spend less time juggling tabs and more time actually growing your biz. Start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify, and start hearing... Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/aboutlastnight. That's shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Shopify.com/aboutlastnight.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Close your eyes. Listen to Monday.com. Feel the sensation of an AI work platform. So flexible and intuitive, it feels like it was built just for you. Now open your eyes, go to Monday.com, start for free, and finally, breathe.
Monday AI agents took over my work, and I absolutely love it. Chasing deadlines, writing status reports, updating stakeholders. Agents handle the daily grind now. They live inside Monday.com, so they see the full picture. My work, my team, the whole company. And I don't have to worry about the data. It's safe, which means I'm free to focus on the big stuff. Knowing everything runs smoothly in the background. It completely shifted the way we work. Create your own AI agent in minutes on Monday.com.